Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, Episode 7 for Week 9 of the Rotary Year, August 27th, 2018. Fellow Rotarians and friends, I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. Welcome back to Rotary Roundabout. Thanks to all of you who are offering comments and ideas on this platform. I appreciate them, so keep them coming. I want this podcast to be of benefit to our club and Rotary overall. When I came into this president's position, several past presidents told me to hang on because the year was going to be a fast one. If the past 7 weeks are any indication, I know what they told me is going to be true. I simply can't believe how quickly this summer has gone, and I can only imagine how fast the fall will go. Then, before you know it, we'll be up against the year-end traditions that we always celebrate and getting ready to welcome 2019. While many of our committees have not yet met in this Rotary year, I have asked all of our committee chairs and vice chairs to attend a coordinating meeting coming up on Thursday, September 20th. At that meeting, I'll be sharing more about our board's positioning statement, as well as suggestions on how they will want to help guide their committee's work. One of the key elements that I'll be highlighting will be Rotary's six areas of focus. I'd like to briefly highlight each so that you are aware of a bit more about the larger role that our club is a part of and that your contributions help to support on a local, regional, national, and international basis. Promoting peace. Conflict and violence displace millions of people each year. Half of those killed in conflict are children, and 90% are civilians. Rotary encourages conversations to foster understanding within and across cultures. We train adults and young leaders to prevent and mediate conflict and help refugees who have fled dangerous areas. Through our service projects, peace fellowships, and scholarships, our members are taking action to address the underlying causes of conflict, including poverty, inequality, ethnic tension, lack of access to education, and unequal distribution of resources. Fighting disease. Our health is everything. Yet, 400 million people in the world can't afford or don't have access to basic health care. We believe good health care is everyone's right. Disease results in misery, pain, and poverty for millions of people worldwide. That's why treating and preventing disease is so important to us. We lead efforts both large and small. We set up temporary clinics, blood donation centers, and training facilities in underserved communities struggling with outbreaks and healthcare access. We design and build infrastructures that allow doctors, patients, and governments to work together. Disease does not prevent itself. We educate and equip communities to stop the spread of life-threatening diseases. Rotary members have hundreds of health projects underway around the world at any given time. Our members combat diseases like malaria, HIV/AIDS, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Prevention is important, which is why we also focus on health education and bringing people routine hearing, vision, and dental care. We equip and educate communities to stop the spread of life-threatening diseases like polio, HIV, AIDS, and malaria. We improve and expand access to low-cost and free health care in developing areas. Rotary's signature disease-fighting project is End Polio Now. As of August 18th, there were 14 reported cases of polio in three endemic countries. Since Rotary began this project in 1988, over 17.6 million children have been vaccinated against this disease. Providing clean water, sanitation, and hygiene. Clean water, sanitation, and hygiene education are basic necessities for a healthy environment and a productive life. When people have access to clean water and sanitation, waterborne diseases decrease, children stay healthier and attend school more regularly, and mothers can spend less time carrying water and more time helping their families. We support local solutions to bring clean water, sanitation, and hygiene to more people every day. We don't just build wells and walk away. We share our expertise with community leaders and educators to make sure our projects succeed long-term. Through water, sanitation, and hygiene, known as WASH programs, Rotary's People of Action mobilize resources, form partnerships, and invest in infrastructure and training that yield long-term change. Saving mothers and children. Nearly 6 million children under the age of 5 die each year because of malnutrition, poor health care, and inadequate sanitation. We expand access to quality care so mothers and their children can live and grow stronger. Rotary provides education, immunizations, birth kits, and mobile health clinics. Women are taught how to prevent mother-to-infant HIV transmission, how to breastfeed, and how to protect themselves and their children from disease. Supporting education. More than 775 million people over the age of 15 are illiterate. That's 17% of the world's adult population. Our goal is to strengthen the capacity of communities to support basic education and literacy, reduce gender disparity in education, and increase adult literacy. We support education for all children and literacy for children and adults. Rotary makes help happen by taking action to empower educators to inspire learning at all ages. Locally, in our own club, we support education by recognizing a graduating senior from each of Des Moines' public high schools with an $8,000 scholarship. Growing local economies. 800 million people live on less than $1.90 a day. Rotary members are passionate about providing sustainable solutions to poverty. Our members and the Rotary International Foundation work to strengthen local entrepreneurs and community leaders, particularly women, in impoverished communities. We provide training and access to well-paying jobs and financial management institutions that enhance economic and community development and create opportunities for decent and productive work for young and old. By creating opportunities to help individuals and communities thrive financially and socially, Rotary helps to make this happen. Each of these six areas of focus are key to fulfilling not only Rotary's global goals and missions, but to our own positioning statement where we engage leaders who see our community and the world as a place where our service creates transformative impact and lasting change. If you're interested in learning more about any one of these six areas, each are highlighted and detailed extensively at rotary.org. Looking ahead to this Thursday's meeting, our keynote speaker is going to be Governor Kim Reynolds. I'll be away from the podium this week on business, so President-elect Don Flannery will lead the meeting. There are no committee meetings scheduled. However, you might want to be sure and mark down the upcoming activity of our Wheels Fellowship Group for September 22nd. That's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to seeing you around Rotary.